Well, every month we put the spotlight on religion, our Religion 101. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Kauffman Interfaith Institute. Those guests ready to go. Here we are. Happy Friday, gentlemen. Dr. Kinchy, Douglas Kinchy, always a pleasure directing the Kauffman Interfaith Institute. Good day to you.
Shelley, good to see you as always.
Thank you for the lineup that we have today. Very appropriate for this time of year.
Well, we have two very special guests because of the time of the year. Rabbi Michael Shattuck is coming to us. He's the rabbi at Temple Emmanuel here in Grand Rapids. And last Tuesday was the beginning of Hanukkah, so I thought we could talk a little bit about Hanukkah. And, of course, I think most of the community knows that Christmas is coming. And Bob Lindstrom from the senior pastor at Trinity Lutheran is also one of our guests. And we're going to talk about the two holidays. Both of them feature light and some other things that relate to how our religions work together. And especially here in Grand Rapids, how our interfaith activity, both of them are very involved in our interfaith efforts through the Kauffman Institute.
Key to this is the topic of interfaith. Rabbi Michael Shattuck, would you please introduce us to your Temple Emmanuel?
I'm the rabbi at Temple Emmanuel. We have been around since 1857. We are the fifth oldest Reformed temple in America, and I've had the pleasure of being with them for 18 years now.
Thank you for you. Reverend Bob Lindstrom, would you share Trinity Lutheran's role?
Trinity Lutheran Church, East Side Lutheran Parish of the ELCA, founded in 1896, originally meeting at Temple Emmanuel. Did you know that?
No. I think you told me that once, but I'm going to fight you for the oldest house of worship.
Well, we're not that old. 1896 to be founded. It's a great congregation. I've been privileged to be there 4.5 years.
Yes. Let me begin with you, Rabbi, if I would. The Jewish holiday of Hanukkah.
Began on Tuesday evening. Jews all over the city and all over the world did what the holiday really represents, and that is bring a little light into their homes. The idea that on Hanukkah, we remember there was darkness, but with the lighting of the candles, remember that freedom won out over the forced belief that someone should do what they don't want to do. So Hanukkah is our reminder, annual reminder every year that freedom wins out when it comes to religious practice. So families all this week and for 8 nights, in fact, will light candles to remind themselves of not just the beauty of Judaism, but the idea that light can be brought into a darkened world. And it's very appropriate this time of year in the darkest days of the year.
I think the history is also interesting because it's a holiday that really commemorates something that happened 200 years before the Common Era. I think the Syrians had taken over and the temple was being rededicated. I think you should tell that story.
So the history really is, we're talking about 168 before the Common Era, when the Jews were being forbidden to practice as they saw fit. That is, they were forbidden by the Syrians under Hellenistic influence, lots of Greek influence at that time, forbidden from observing their Sabbath, forbidden from observing the customs and traditions of Jewish life. It was forbidden to study their Torah and to circumcise their children. And it just so happened, this leader of the Syrians, whose name was Antiochus Epiphanes, decides to visit a local priest whose name was Mattathias, and trying to strong-arm him, he says, I'm asking you to bow down to an idol and to sacrifice a pig, which was forbidden in Jewish life. And he says, I won't do it. And so Mattathias calls to his sons and anyone in the community who's ever for God, follow me. And this began, really was a ragtag group of individuals who fought a much better equipped army than they were. And so for 3 years, it was almost a guerrilla kind of warfare up in the hills of ancient Israel. And finally, 3 years later, they were victorious. They went back into the temple, the second temple, and they found it a mess. And there's a very interesting little tale that we tell that when they went to rekindle the menorah, which wasn't yet a Hanukkah menorah, but a menorah that had been biblically mandated, they found oil enough to last only a day. And the story, the tale goes that a miracle happened and it stayed lit for 8 nights or 8 days. And so we remember that moment by lighting candles for 8 nights.
And interestingly enough, in the Christian tradition, with Christmas coming, Christians light candles, Advent wreaths, and light is a very important part of the Christian tradition, too. So, Bob Lindstrom, tell us about it.
Since Christianity absorbed the Roman festival of the sun, December 25th, one of the goals has been to take that season, that darkest time of year, as Michael referred, as we approach the solstice, to get into our waiting for the birth of a child. And so for 4 weeks, we light candles. The tradition is to have them on a wreath that's surrounded by evergreen. The greens symbolize eternity and life, even as we light the four candles that bring us to finally Christmas morning. And as we enter into this season, we enter into a season that's characterized by light. Many of our traditions in the churches of the Grand Rapids area will have candlelight services of Holy Communion that end on Christmas morning, beginning late on Christmas Eve, culminating the lighting of the individual candles in the Advent season.
I think it's interesting, and a lot of Christians, I'll bet, don't even know this, that there's really no biblical evidence or even any historical evidence for December 25th.
None at all.
Being the Christmas. But it was probably when the Christianity became the state religion, it was a takeover of the worship of
right.
Saturn. And it was something that happened at the darkest day of the year.
And as astronomers try to help us interpret some of the stories of our tradition, such as the following of the star by the three magi, they land at about 4 BC in the way Christians calculate that there was a great alignment of planets. So our whole calendar is off by about 4 years.
There's a calendar
so
fact
for you, my friend Bob. So the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar.
Indeed.
And the idea is if you ever forget when Hanukkah begins, it's always on the 25th day of the Hebrew month.
Yes.
Of Kislev. So we can say Christmas is on the 25th, but also Hanukkah is on the 25th. Different months, but they usually fall within a few weeks of each other.
And last year, because the Jewish calendar the lunar calendar, if you don't correct for it, changes every year, and it gets further and further away from the season. So what, every 4 years or so?
They add in the leap year, just to make sure
month.
That you're...
A leap month.
Yeah, a leap month. I'm sorry, the leap month. You're right. To, in fact, make sure that you're not celebrating Passover in the fall or Hanukkah in the summer.
And so every year, the dates are different. Last year, interestingly enough, Hanukkah began not on the 12th of December, but on the 24th of December on Christmas Eve. So that doesn't happen very often.
But. And a couple of years before that, it actually took place on Thanksgiving weekend. So we'd have these celebrations called Thanksgiving-a-kah. We had people created turkey-shaped Hanukkah menorahs.
You're kidding.
There's always someone out there with an idea.
That's right. An excuse to gather and worship. And that's what we do here, talk about interfaith every month. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Kauffman Interfaith Institute. Doug?
Well, I think the other thing we'd like to talk about, because both Temple Emmanuel and Trinity Lutheran are a part of a partnership that we've talked about before in previous programs, a partnership that has been established with each of the mosques in town. There are four mosques that we work with. Each of them have two or three Christian congregations, and in the case of the Mosque At Tahid on East Paris, Temple Emmanuel is a part of that partnership too. So there is two Christian churches, the Trinity Lutheran and Westminster Presbyterian, Temple Emmanuel, that partner with the At-Tahid Mosque, the largest mosque in town. And so they do various activities together, and it's really exciting that these kind of things are happening.
Yes. Tell me an example, please.
Well, and one example is that there was kind of a social gathering early in the partnership that was held at Westminster Presbyterian, and we invited people of different age groups to come together. So we wanted some young people, we wanted young families, we wanted people that were empty nesters, so from each of the congregations. And they came together for a dessert event and for some kind of party games and things and doing things together. Our goal is eventually to create personal relationships in each of these partnerships. Our listeners and followers of interfaith activities here will know that in 2012 we had the Year of Interfaith Understanding. Yes. In 2015 we had the Year of Interfaith Service, doing service together. And we're about ready to announce 2018 will be the Year of Interfaith Friendship. We want to develop personal relationships between individuals and between families. And so we're launching, we've got about 10 or 12 affinity groups that we're going to start. People that like to run together, you could join that one,
yes.
Shelley.
Yes.
People that would want to be interested in fitness, interested in eating together, interested in learning how to cook and different traditions,
reading
groups, a film group. There'll be a number of these groups established, and we'll be announcing that on our website as well as other activities. But we're going to use the partnerships as kind of the core for those kind of activities to develop. We want to build this down to the personal,
yes,
and family level.
Yes.
I think one of the nicest things that we're doing together is moving beyond just a handshake, hi, how are you, nice to see you, and really trying to foster, you know, the deeper kinds of friendships that, mm-hmm, that Doug is speaking about. Because once you invite someone into your home for a meal, it really makes that relationship a little different than simply a handshake, how you doing, how you been.
Hmm. Your thoughts on that, Reverend Lindstrom?
Well, one of the invitations we had just recently at the Festival of the Tabernacle, Sukkot, we had the invitation from Temple Emmanuel to come. And a number of our parishioners from Trinity Lutheran were able to be there and gather a depth of understanding and a depth of breaking bread together that really did foster some beginning relationships. We hosted the annual Interfaith Thanksgiving service at Trinity this year, the first time in the 18 years of that service. And it was such a wonderful opportunity for our congregation to simply say yes to this interfaith initiative that has been so significant in the Grand Rapids community and well-led.
Great. Looking for final comments, Dr. Kinch.
Well, we're excited that Christian and Jewish and Muslim and Hindu and Baha'i and all of these groups are coming together and respecting each other. You know, Eboo Patel on the Interfaith Youth Corps has come out with some studies that show, they call it the Interfaith Triangle, that if you get to know somebody, it changes your attitude about that religion. If you get to know something about a religion, it leads to getting to know people from that religion, and it changes your attitude. And if for some reason your attitude changes, it leads to both of those. So you can enter that triangle at any place, and it leads to the others. And so we think this next step that we're doing, we've done a lot with understanding and changing attitudes, but we think it's really going to make a significant step as we get to know each other on an individual basis.
Reverend Michael Shattuck, how do we find out more about Temple Emmanuel?
We're located right across the street from Aquinas College. We welcome anyone to join us for services every single Friday evening at 6:15. In fact, we have people come from all over the community to worship with us. We invite anyone to come and just give us a try and see what the Jewish community looks like in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We bring our students to Temple Emmanuel frequently, and they've been very wonderful hosts for that.
Reverend Bob Lindstrom, Trinity Youth Lutheran.
Trinity's just down the street from the temple. We head out a little further east toward the Beltline, then you'll find us at 2700 Fulton East, tlcgr.com. And it's a wonderful congregation. We'd love to have people stopping in.
Great. Can't you?
Well, all of this is being coordinated by the Kaufman Interfaith Institute. And as usual, we invite you to check our website, which is interfaithunderstanding, all one word, .org.
Gentlemen, thank you. Let's see. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and good day to you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everyone.